What do you do when they turn on you?
Well, you know, Jesse Jackson ran historic races.
And if in a sting I've said in a hot mic statement that's interpreted as distraction, I offer an apology for that, because I don't want harm or hurt to come to this campaign.
We do the Obama-rama in Washington.
If we're honest with ourselves, we'll admit that too many fathers are also missing.
There are men up and down the planet.
Too many fathers are MIA. Too many fathers are AWOL.
Barack Hussein. Up and down the black people.
That's a no-no.
If I've done any harm or hurt, for that I have deep regrets.
Beyond our experience, what Barack has done brilliantly.
I sent a message to Barack's campaign a while ago of our continued support for the campaign.
And now they're endorsing Barack!
My support for Barack and his policies are long-standing, broad-based, and deep and unequivocal. He and Michelle have taken America to another level.
What is all that about?
They were hurtful and wrong. That's the whole point. And that when you make mistakes, you should not equivocate. You should be quick to go on the offensive and not try to be evasive.
Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Time for What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? Appropriate this week. We've been doing this on the air for about 11 years now. And all of a sudden, I turn on the radio yesterday. Everybody's doing it now. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Well, we're about 10 years ahead of all of you. Also like to thank Randy Wang for putting that together at the top of the show. The best board op and producer in all of radio, and Gina Grant, the best screener and producer and newswoman in all of radio. I couldn't do this every night without those two, so I thank you very much. These guys are very, very much underpaid. If they both got double their salary tonight, they'd also be underpaid. Hope Jack Silver's listening and doubles your salary, but I wouldn't hold my breath. All right, gang, it is What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? We do it every single Thursday. And we play a clip of Jesse Jackson, and then you tell us what he's saying. And if you get it right, you're going to get yourself a prize. And tonight you're going to get the Mad Men soundtrack. Look at that. I got that, actually. Music from AMC's highly rated series Mad Men. And check it out in stores now. Don't miss the premiere, the new season, Sunday, July 27th, 10 p.m., only on AMC. So check it out. All right, here's a sampler of the clips you'll hear tonight of What the Hell Is Jesse Jackson Saying.
I'm not surprised. I'm delighted. One of these days, there won't be no more pain.
There'll be more best, and there'll be less rest.
That don't make you a bad brother, does it? I snuffed because I knew about how. That don't make you a bad brother, does it? You already have something wrong with your mama. Finger licking good. That don't make you a bad brother, does it? Finger licking good.
I'm.
Say, dance for me. Can't eat cornbread no more. It's too gritty. Finger licking good. That don't make you a bad brother, does it?
Get into our minds. I first went away to school down in Illinois, and some boys didn't want to bring.
And they were yammered one day,
Some of my best friends are Jews and all that.
And they can yell about some dogs. That don't make you a bad brother, does it? Finger licking good.
So hear the word. Chicago police officer.
That don't make you a bad brother, does it? The bus is too greasy.
A happy days are here again.
Finger licking good. That don't make you a bad brother, does it?
All right, here's the very first clip. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? If you'd like to play along, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Good luck, everybody. Here we go.
I'm not surprised. I'm delighted.
All right, let's talk to Daniel in Los Angeles. You're first up. Good luck.
I'm not surprised. I'm delighted.
Yes. Congratulations, dude.
Woo.
Yeah, right off the top of the bat, you're going to get the Mad Men soundtrack.
What's that?
Well, when you get it, stick it in your CD and play it. You like it or you don't. It's a Mad Men. It's a series on AMC. And the new season premieres Sunday, the 27th of July at 10 p.m., only on AMC. It's a very popular series. All right, congratulations to that young man. Daniel is going to get himself a copy. And we move on to the next clip. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying, man?
One of these days, there won't be no more pain. One of these days, there won't be no more pain.
Mike in Hemet, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
One of these days, there won't be no more pain.
One of these days, there's going to be no more pain.
That is correct.
All
put
right,
your hand
dude.
Together.
All right, dude. Congratulations, man.
All right, Tim, thanks.
Yeah, you got the Mad Men soundtrack coming out to you out there in Hemet. All right, that is 2 for 2. The record is 6 for 6 starting off a show. And we're almost halfway there. If somebody gets this clip, we're halfway to the record. And again, it's 6 consecutive Jesse Jackson clips, all guessed correctly on the first call. And we're 2 for 2. So here we go.
There'd be more best and there'd be less rest.
Might lose one here.
There'd be more best and there'd be less rest. There'd be more best and there'd be less rest.
Okay. Let's talk to a Slick in Inglewood. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
There'd be more best and there'd be less rest.
Over bow. Man, that's a hard one. Just take me out with a bong hit.
All right. There he goes, man. And there goes the record. All right, here's the clip.
There'd be more best and there'd be less rest. There'd be more best and there'd be less rest.
Michael in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
There'd be more best and there'd be less rest.
There'd be more death and less risk?
No, sorry, man.
No!
Michael on the 91, you're on the air.
There'd be more best and there'd be less rest.
He's saying there'd be more death and there'd be less rest.
No.
No!
That's a no-no. Beth in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
There'd be more best and there'd be less rest.
Can you play one more time?
Sure.
There'd be more best and there'd be less rest.
There'll be more death and there'll be less rest?
No.
That's a no-no.
All right, thanks for calling, baby.
Thanks,
all right, there she goes. Matt in Long Beach, you're on the air.
There'd be more best and there'd be less rest.
They'd be more embarrassed and they'd be less rash.
I believe that is incorrect.
You're stupid.
Nelson in Van Nuys, you're on 97.1.
There'd be more best and there'd be less rest.
I think he's saying learn to speak English.
I don't believe that's what he's saying.
No!
Travis on the 22, you're on the air.
There'd be more best and there'd be less rest.
I don't know. Something about Obama's nuts.
No.
Yes, sir!
Henry in Orange County, you're on the air.
There'd be more best and there'd be less rest.
There'd be more best, let's be less rest.
Yes, congratulations,
yes,
man.
Sir.
All right, you're going to get yourself a soundtrack, dude.
All right.
Mad Men. You sound very excited.
I am.
All right. It's going to be dropped in the mail. The new season begins July 27, 10 p.m. on AMC. All right, yeah, that's what he's saying. There'll be more best and less rest. But I believe less rest is screwed up.
There'd be more best and there'd be less rest.
Less rest is how that came out.
Back up,
there'd
back
be
up.
More best, and there'd be less rest.
Less rest. All right, do we continue here? What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Don't forget, a week from tomorrow, we'll be at Knott's Berry Farm, and Danny Bonaducci is going to be joining us.
He's going to really?
Is he going to bring his kids down there?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. I'll bring my kid then. But yeah, it's going to be a whole family affair there. It'll be myself and Danny Bonaducci for 3 hours from Knott's Berry Farm a week from tomorrow. That is July 18th. And if you show up after 4 p.m., the broadcast doesn't start till 8 p.m. If you show up after 4 p.m., you're going to get your tickets at half price, man. Half price. So again, Knott's Berry Farm a week from tomorrow. Myself and Danny Bonaducci. Come on down.
We'll do it live.
Yeah, we're going to do a live remote. What the hell else are you doing? All right, here's the next clip. Good luck, everybody.
That'll make you a bad brother, does it? That'll make you a bad brother, does it? That'll make you a bad brother, does it?
Jenny, on the 101, you're on 97.1.
That'll make you a bad brother, does it?
Don't make your bad brother listen?
No.
No.
Sorry,
God, baby.
Ah, hell. Jose in Panorama City, you're on the air.
That'll make you a bad brother, does it?
Hey, Timmy, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, could you play it one more time, please?
Sure.
That'll make you a bad brother, does it?
doesn't make you a bad brother, does it?
That's exactly right, dude.
Show your appreciation. Show your love.
That's exactly right, man.
Hey, can I go to your Knots instead?
You want to go to Knots instead? I don't think we have any tickets for tonight.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, actually, we do, but they're for later on. Well, you know what? You got kids?
I got a lot of friends.
Well, how many kids do you have?
Dude, I'm single.
Well, what do you want to get? I mean, you would need a family four-pack. Just buy it, take it at half price, and you get that.
Well, I want to go meet you. That's the problem.
All
that's
right. I'll give you these tickets if you don't come down the Friday.
Deal.
No, I'm just kidding. Come on down Friday, all right? We'll give you a family four. Bubbo. Give you a family four-pack of tickets to a Knott's Berry Farm, and I'll be out there broadcasting live, like I said, July 18th, like I said, with Danny Bonaducci. Show up at Knott's after 4, and you're going to get half price there after 4 p.m. So tickets are half price after 4 p.m. And I believe that's all the Knott's we have for tonight, so please don't call and beg for them. It's so, amateurish, immature. All right, give those Jose, and we'll see Jose out there with a couple of his friends. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? And we'll press on here. Here's the next clip.
You now we request.
Back up.
You now we request.
This is great.
You now we request.
Chad in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1.
You now we request.
I'm going to have to tap out on
pass.
That
one. All right. No shame in that, dude. David in Downey, you're on 97.1.
You now we request.
Yeah, you now we regret you now.
No, it's close. No. Close, dude. Brett in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
You now we request.
Wow. You now we request.
No.
Son, shut up.
Rick in Pasadena, you're on the air.
You now we request.
You now we request.
No, man, sucker. You get so close. It's not request, though.
You now we request.
Brutus in Ventura, you're on the air.
You now we request.
Something about OJ and being innocent and menthols? I don't know.
Yes, sir.
I believe that's wrong. Efron in West Covina, you're on the air.
You now we request.
Is that you yelling, you now we request you?
Nah, that's not it, man. Matt in Long Beach, you're on the air.
You now we request.
You now we request.
No, it's not regret, all right? It's, I tell you, that's the only word that a bunch of you are missing. It's not regret. I'll give you a hint. It's what you do with a VCR when you press the red circle button, all right? Or with a DVD recorder. It's usually the red circle button, and you hit that, and you put something on tape. You take something off a TV, and you put it on tape. What are you doing? You're blanking it. Let's talk to Brian in Van Nuys. You're on 97.1.
You now we request.
You now re-record it?
Yes, congratulations.
Hey, man, you're too proud of him.
All right. Congratulations, dude.
Thanks, man.
All right, hold on 1 second. We'll send you out a DVD of Mad Men beginning on July 27, 10 p.m. on AMC. Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's saying, let's see here.
You now we record.
All right, you now we record. Now, you now.
You now we request. What?
All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying, everybody? Here's the next clip.
I've not begun. I've not begun.
God. I don't know.
I've not begun.
All right, Jason and Winnetka, you're on the air.
I've not begun.
I love the guy, but...
Pass, right?
I love the guy, but I knew how.
Oh, listen, you got close. Listen to it again.
I've not begun.
I love the guy, but knew I how.
No, sorry, buddy.
That's a no-no.
Monica in Hollywood, you're on 97.1.
I snuffed the guy I knew about how.
I snuffed the guy I knew, but now?
Nope, sorry,
no!
Ma'am.
I snuffed the guy I knew about how. I snuffed the guy I knew about how. I snuffed the guy I knew about how.
Christopher in Whittier, you're on the air.
I snuffed the guy I knew about how.
Can you repeat that one more time, please?
Sure.
I snuffed the guy I knew about how.
One more time, please.
I snuffed the guy I knew about how. I snuffed the guy I knew about how.
I love the guy, but who now?
Nah.
You're stupid.
DC on the 105, you're on the air.
I snuffed the guy I knew about how.
One more time, please.
I snuffed the guy I knew about how.
I love the guy, but knew but had him.
No.
It is
sorry.
Absolutely retarded.
Rick in Laguna Niguel, you're on the air.
I snuffed the guy I knew about how.
Rick.
Yeah.
You're on.
Hey, can you do it one more time?
Sure.
I snuffed the guy I knew about how.
I love the guy, but now I don't.
No. Sorry,
no!
Dude.
I snuffed the guy I knew about how.
Bernard in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
I snuffed the guy I knew about how.
I love the guy, but I knew about how.
No, that's not it.
I snuffed the guy I knew about how.
Gil in Arcadia, you're on the air.
I snuffed the guy I knew about how.
I love the guy, but knew how.
No,
I snuffed the guy I knew about how.
Jimmy in Upland, you're on the air.
I snuffed the guy I knew about how.
Hey, Jimmy, it's Timmy, not Jimmy.
Timmy.
Timmy T.
You're on the air, Timmy.
Okay, he says one more time. Play one more time.
I snuffed the guy I knew about how.
I love the guy, but knew not how.
No, that's not it.
That's a no.
Everyone's guessing the same thing. I'll give it to you. It's...
I snuffed the guy I knew about how.
I did not forget. I knew about how.
I snuffed the guy I knew about how.
I did not forget. I knew about how.
You put your hand together. That makes sense about how. To you.
I snuffed the guy I knew about how. I snuffed the guy I knew about how.
It's tough. It's the toughest clip we've ever played. So if you didn't get it, you're not alone. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
You all right with something wrong with your mama? You all right with something wrong with your mama?
All right. This one is very funny. If you get it on the first try, it'll be a miracle, though.
You all right with something wrong with your mama?
All right, Greg in Laguna, you're on 97.1.
You all right with something wrong with your mama?
We'll be alive.
All right. Lewis in Glendale, you're on the air.
You all right with something wrong with your mama?
You all right, but something wrong with your mama.
Hey, congratulations,
yes,
dude.
Sir.
All
yeah.
Right, you get yourself a Mad Men soundtrack. Look at you, dude.
You all right, but something wrong with your mama.
Yeah, you all right, but something wrong with your mama.
You all right, but something wrong with your mama.
There you go. We press on. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Here we go.
Finger clicking good. Finger clicking good.
Matt in Long Beach, you're on the air.
Finger licking good.
Finger licking good.
What is it?
Finger licking good.
Yes, congratulations.
Put your hand together.
Hold your feet. And for the bonus, what is he referring to?
I have no idea, Tom.
What fast food is the slogan, finger licking good?
Popeyes?
I don't think it is Popeyes. Is it KFC?
Actually, no, I think it's Popeyes.
Is it Popeyes?
Yeah, gotta love that finger-licking good chicken.
No, I think it's
KFC. No, I'm 99% sure it's Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, I think it's KFC.
No, KFC is we'll do your chicken right.
Nah, I think their slogan was
finger-licking
good.
It was we do chicken right.
Forever it was finger-licking good. They might have just changed it, but it was always finger-licking good.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, companies change their slogan. Like Delta and went from, we'll fly you, you'll feel like you're flying first class to eventually I think that their last slogan was, we'll get you there. sort of a drop off in service. But I think that's KFC.
Finger clicking good.
Yeah, let's just ask a caller just to make sure here. Let's talk to Michael here. Michael, is it KFC?
Michael, fingers looking good. That's referring to KFC.
All right, thanks, buddy. All right, hold on one sec. Let's go on to the next clip here. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
And they can yell about some dogs. And they can yell about some dogs. And they can yell about some dogs.
All right, Michael and Rialto, you're on 97.1.
And they can yell about some dogs.
Man, Jesse Jackson said a bad word about Obama.
All right, there he goes. Very creative dude. Armando in Monrovia, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
And they can yell about some dogs.
It looks like you're hearing about some dogs.
No, not
no!
it. I think you missed every word there. That's unusual. Robert in Bellflower, you're on 97.1.
And they can yell about some dogs.
Oh, man. Can you do it one more time?
Sure.
And they can yell about some dogs.
Think we're ready to buy some dogs?
No, sorry, man.
And they can yell about some dogs. And they can yell about some dogs.
All right. Javier in Port Hueneme, you're on 97.1.
And they can yell about some dogs.
Hey, Tim, love you,
too. Hey, thanks, dude.
One more time, please.
Yes, sir.
And they can yell about some dogs.
Bitches are about to buy some dope.
Nah. Are you in the armed service?
Yes.
What do you do?
Navy, I run that thing.
Oh, is that right? You're in the Navy, though, huh?
Yeah.
Have you been deployed in Iraq yet?
No.
All right. And you got kids?
Yes.
How many kids?
One son.
All right.
2-year-old.
You know what? I just found an extra 4-pack of tickets to Knott's Berry Farm, so we're going to give them to you.
Oh, great. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Even though you didn't win, I'd like to occasionally do something for guys out there kicking ass for us. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Because without guys like you, we don't exist.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. So check it out. The live broadcast is July 18th, and show up at Knott's after 4 p.m. Get your tickets at half price. And congratulations, Javier.
Thank you.
All right. How old's that kid of yours?
2 years old.
Bring him down. He can,
yeah, he'll love it.
Hang out with my 2.5-year-old daughter.
Yeah, they'll play.
Like spin the bottle or something. I don't know. Sorry, baby. All right, so Gina, he gets the tickets. Thank you very much. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
And they can yell about some dogs. And they can yell about some dogs.
How about Mike and Van Nuys? You're on 97.1.
And they can yell about some dogs.
We could yell about some dogs.
No, not it.
No!
Not there. Jim and Camarillo, you're on the air.
And they can yell about some dogs.
Oh, man, I was going to guess what the last guy guessed. We can yell about some dogs.
Nah, sorry, dude. Jason and Marina Del Rey.
And they can yell about some dogs.
And he can yell about some dogs?
Nope.
No!
Gilbert in Arcadia, you're on 97.1.
And they can yell about some dogs.
They can yell and buy some dolls.
Buy some dolls?
Mm-hmm.
No, that is not it.
Suck it.
All right, I'll give you a big hint here. He's talking about the disgraced Atlanta Falcons quarterback being in a certain place and why he's there. All right? Here we go.
And they can yell about some dogs. And they can yell about some dogs. And they can yell about some dogs.
Roger in San Pedro, you're on 97.1.
And they can yell about some dogs.
Yes.
You got
Vic
it?
Vic is yelling about some dogs.
That's it, yeah.
Jump up and shout.
Yeah, congratulations, dude. We're going to give you the Mad Men soundtrack. You're going to enjoy that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so the hint helped you out, huh?
I appreciate that.
Okay, all right, hold on. Yeah, he's talking about, and Vic in jail about some dogs.
And Vic in jail about some dogs. And Vic in jail about some dogs.
Vic in jail about some dogs. There you go. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
My best friend's a Jew and all that.
Get along.
My best friend's a Jew and all that.
Oh, God.
My best friend's a Jew and all that. My best friend's a Jew and all that.
Oh, bubble.
My best friend's a Jew and all that.
Andrew and Irvine, you're on 97.1.
My best friend's a Jew and all that.
My sometimes best friends are Jews and all that.
Yeah, congratulations, man.
I'm 2 for 2. Woo!
All right. And here is...
My best friends are Jews and all that.
Here's what he's saying. Some of my best friends are Jews and all of that.
My best friends are Jews and all that.
Congratulations.
My best friends are Jews and all that. My best friends are Jews and all that.
There you go. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
And they were yammered one day, uh-huh.
and they were yammered one day, huh?
All right. Nick and Elisa Viejo, you're on 97.1.
And they were yammered one day, huh?
Pass. Let's talk to a Yautz in Baldwin Park. You're on the air.
And they were yammered one day, huh?
Well, he's saying, happy, happy, black and slapper, ain't too proud to be your papa.
I believe
you're
that's,
stupid.
I believe that's incorrect. Jose in Wilmington, you're on the air.
And they were yammered one day, huh?
And they were one day, huh?
What was it?
They were yelling one day and
And they were yammered one day, huh?
Try it again.
And they were yammered one day, huh?
They were yelling one day, huh?
No, that's not
no!
it. But I always am very intrigued when a guy says something and he say, no, that's not it, try it again, and then he'll repeat exactly what he said. I was fascinated by the mentality behind that.
Back up, back up.
Let's talk to Lisa in Laguna. You're on 97.1.
And they were yammered one day, huh?
And they were jamming one day, uh-huh.
I believe that's wrong, baby, but we thank you for calling. Listen to it again. Here we go.
And they were yammered one day, uh-huh. And they were yammered one day, uh-huh. And they were yammered one day, uh-huh.
Benny and Downey, you're on the air.
And they were yammered one day, uh-huh.
And they were hammered one day, uh-huh.
No, that's
that's a no-no.
All right, Joan in Los Angeles, you're up next. Here we go.
And they were yammered one day, uh-huh.
And they were yamming one day, haha.
Exactly right, baby.
All right.
Let me hear you scream.
Yes. You're going to get the Mad Men soundtrack.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and you're going to watch it then on July 27th.
I sure am.
10 p.m. only on AMC. Watch that show?
I sure am. No, not yet, but I will.
You're going to watch it. Excellent. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, darling.
All right.
There she goes, everybody. Joan in Los Angeles, a big winner here. And what the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Here, or let's go back to this clip.
And they were yamming one day, huh?
And they were yamming one day, huh? Not sure what yamming means. You know what that means, Randy?
Talking about potatoes.
Yamming?
And they were yamming one day, huh?
I don't know.
This was in the middle of a whole run about potatoes.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
All right, so that's what it means? Have you heard that term before?
Yamming potatoes.
I'm not familiar with yamming.
Yamming.
And
they were yamming one day, huh?
And yamming one day, huh? That's not a Jewish term?
Not as far as I know, huh?
Okay. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
I first went away to school down in Illinois, and some boys didn't want to bring.
Jesus Christ.
I first went away to school down in Illinois, and some boys didn't want to bring. I first went away to school down in Illinois, and some boys didn't want to bring. I first went away to school down in Illinois, and some boys didn't want to bring.
Wow, 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 wow. Let's talk to Tommy in Arcadia. You're on 97.1.
I first went away to school down in Illinois, and some boys didn't want to bring.
I first went to some school down here, and so more boys don't want to sing.
No,
no!
You got a lot of it, but not as much as we require. Let's talk to Kevin, or Kayvon, in Canoga Park. You're on the air.
I first went away to school down in Illinois, and some boys didn't want to bring.
Jesus Christ. Hey, Tim, how's it going, man?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. This guy didn't even go to grammar school. I don't know. Let me hear that again.
Here we go.
I first went away to school down in Illinois, and some boys didn't want to bring.
Oh, man.
Bad vibes?
Do it one more time. One more time.
All right. Last time, dude.
I first went away to school down in Illinois, and some boys didn't want to bring.
I first went down to this school with some boys that didn't want to go to school.
Ah, no, dude. Got very close, though. And you missed a part of where he went to school.
I first went away to school down in Illinois, and some boys didn't want to bring.
Matt in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
I first went away to school down in Illinois, and some boys didn't want to bring.
Can I hear it one more time, please?
I first went away to school down in Illinois, and some boys didn't want to bring.
I first went down to school with my wife and seven boys that I didn't want to bring.
No, sorry, man. David in Van Nuys, you're on the air.
I first went away to school down in Illinois, and some boys didn't want to bring.
Can I hear it one more time?
I first went away to school down in Illinois, and some boys didn't want to bring.
I first went down to school down in Illinois, and them kids had no brain?
Wow, you got very close, dude.
That's a no-no.
After Illinois, you missed it.
I first went away to school down in Illinois, and some boys didn't want to bring.
All right, we'll play this clip for you a couple times and come back and ask you what the hell Jesse Jackson is saying. If you'd like to play along, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710 It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
My first went away to school down in Illinois and some boys didn't want to bring. My first went away to school down in Illinois and some boys didn't want to bring.
Diabetes!
Diabetes, diabetes,
diabetes,
diabetes, diabetes,
diabetes,
diabetes, diabetes,
diabetes,
diabetes,
diabetes,
diabetes, diabetes testing supplies.
Diabetes!